Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody! Yes, we're always serving you up a hot dish of entertainment news and gossip, and got a great show for you planned today, but we can't start any of this goodness until we do what we always do, checking with our friends in Atlanta. Hello!
What's up, everybody?
What's up, guys?
Look, is that Portia and Gary? Did I hear?
Yes, it is!
We're in the building!
Good to have you back. We'll also have a very special guest over here from Mean Girls, Daniel Francesi! Hey. It's good to have him in the studio.
Excited to be here.
Also, coming up later in the show, Ricky Smiley's boat parties are nothing on Issa Rae's yacht party. And Daniel, is your Mean Girl co-star going to become a princess? Yes, a lot of stuff. Lindsay Lohan is in the news again. We'll find out what's going on there. But first, Headcrack, what's going on?
Well, we got to kick this show off with a very proper and very welcome Use all your pelvis. Now, dangerous woman Ariana Grande might have a new man. It's being reported that the Grammy-winning songstress is dating social house artist Mikey Foster. Now, that's a pretty quick rebound and move on. Now, the Smash Alert rumors started to swirl when a recent video for the single Boyfriend was released this past Friday, and they were recently spotted holding hands on a dinner date with family and friends.
Well, well, well.
And the crazy thing about, like, Ariana Grande, just when you think it's a scam or, like, not a real thing, it always is. Because
right.
We totally thought that thing with Pete Davidson was, like, you know, a farce.
That's true.
Right.
Because these guys, you wouldn't think they were her type. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know something about her. I mean, it's not that the guy is not cute or anything. She's just so cute and classy looking and fragile. You think she would date, like I don't know, a businessman.
It's true. Ariana's a boss, though. She's not making no fake moves. Like, if you're going to make a move, you're going to make a move. Like,
now, you was about to be in one of Ariana's videos, right, Daniel?
Oh.
Like, yeah, I was going to be in Thank You Next, but I was on tour and I couldn't do it. And now I just harass her. I'm like, every video, I'm like, why couldn't I have been your boyfriend?
All right, y'all. Ain't no party like an Issa Rae party, because an Issa Rae party don't stop. Well, y'all, the Insecure creator and actress threw an annual epic yacht party for the third year in a row, and it was melanin popping all over the seas and Isle Beach, okay? The guest list included celebs like singer Miguel, Amanda Seals, Gabrielle Union, and Dwayne Wade, Ryan Destiny from Star, and a bunch of other young black Hollywood trailblazers. Okay, this yacht party looks so lit. I know. No, she's supposed to have invited us. I think my invite just went to my spam or something.
Yeah.
But well, Heidi, Frank, and Daniel, we know y'all didn't get invited, but Headcrack, Gary, and Portia, what? Did y'all get the memo?
Like, well, you know, I was already on a yacht, so I think that she got word that I was on a yacht. She had a yacht, so
and she was
like,
trying to slide up to you.
Yeah,
so y'all
know.
Do some great
I think we did ride by them, though. Yeah, we were like, hey.
I think she probably saw my Instagram and saw that I was busy doing nothing, and she wanted to disturb that.
Who's in the picture with Issa pouring like champagne in her mouth? Who is that?
Somebody's driving the boat.
Because I'm gonna Photoshop that thing later.
Oh God!
Yeah, you'll see a little dinghy. Looks like we're not going to see Cameron Diaz in anything for a while. If you're a Cameron Diaz fan, and I am, I love her, but she's not going to be on the big screen anytime soon. Now, the last time we saw Cameron Diaz, it's been...
Charlie's Angels.
Bad teacher.
Yeah.
Nope, it was 2014 in Annie.
Oof, we don't talk about that one.
No,
wonder we're not going to see her.
I didn't see that either. And recently, she did an interview in InStyle magazine, their special 25th anniversary edition, and the actress revealed that she has no intention of hitting the big screen again. She's
retired.
Well, yes, she's concentrating on herself, on her marriage to good Charlotte musician Benji Madden. Here's what she said. quote, I started experiencing fame when I was 22, so 25 years ago. That's a long time. The way I look at it is that I've given more than half of my life to the public. I feel it's okay for me to take time for myself now to reorganize and choose how I want to come back into the world. If I decide to, I don't miss performing.
I'm not mad at that, but what I need Vanilla Sky. I need it that way. Yeah.
No, but what actress or actor could say that and you just wouldn't care?
Cameron Diaz.
Poor shot.
Today is time for
Tea Time with Gary.
Now, love is in the air, y'all, right here at Dish Nation. And the lights, honey, are extra bright. Yes, honey, the light is extra bright in here on Miss Portion. Now, you have your big-ass engagement ring on today. Yes, and you're wearing that big ring again, honey. Is that the same one?
Yes, it is.
Well, honey, where are those?
She got her baby back.
All right, honey, word is on the street, y'all, that you are back with your baby's father, honey, little PJ's dad, and fiance, Mr. Dennis McKinley. About 2 months ago, baby, honey, the tea was that you said that Dennis was, and you were just separated, honey, and now everyone is saying that you took him to, to Canada. Is that what I got married, honey? Honey, with the Real Housewives of Atlanta, honey, and the wedding is back on, so I get to be in the wedding.
I didn't take him to Canada. He got his flight, and he wanted to come.
Oh, really?
Taking it one day at a time. We working on it.
It is so easy to quit, and it's so hard to work on things that need to be repaired, so I'm glad y'all thugging it out.
Hell, I give up my ring, honey. You don't give up your ring, girl. You took it off and put it back on, so you keep that ring on or off.
Oh, she never give it back, honey. It's been in her boudoir in the closet, darling. Sitting on the dresser.
PJ needs her dad, honey, and you need your man. So don't be like the rest of these miserable bitches, honey. Keep your husband.
I never got the issue. What was the issue to begin with?
We ain't going there.
I don't know.
You better look it up and figure it out.
I don't stalk your Instagram stories. I don't know what's going on.
You got a question, just look it up. We're not talking about it today.
Hey, Portia, just say to him, asked and answered. Asked and answered, next.
That's how you do it?
Asked and answered, next.
Asked and answered, next.
So, Daniel, there's a crazy rumor about your former co-star, Lindsay Lohan.
What? That never happens.
I know. Now, she's in the news because rumor has it that she has a new man, and that is Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Well, people are saying that he's flying her around in private jets, showering her with gifts. Mm. Apparently, he gifted her a credit card with no limit. It was actually wrapped, too.
Oh.
It was wrapped a credit card.
Do you know anything about this, Daniel?
No, but I'm going to DM her for a Prius. Someone's got to do something.
You might want to be worried a little bit because they say this Ben Salmon guy, he might be a dangerous man. He was allegedly involved in the 2018 killing of U.S. journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
Khashoggi.
Oh, my God. No. All right, Lindsay. All money ain't good, baby.
Okay.
I mean, allegedly, Saudi men love Lindsay Lohan. I mean, they've all seen Parent Trap.
You know what I think it is? I think it is, and I want to know what Daniel thinks, too, but I think she's so different. So different. She's very pale, very redheaded. I think that's completely different than what their sisters look like and their moms look like.
And she knows how to drive.
She's into the culture. She's been there a while.
That's
right. She's been dressing, like, you know, wearing, like, burkinis in the water and stuff.
That or everything's just delayed. You know how, like, in other countries, somebody's, like, still super-duper popular?
She's
probably Lindsay Lohan back in the day for them now.
Do you think at the wedding?
Yeah, she's probably like Britney Spears to them.
He probably tells everybody she's Annie.
Yeah.
Do you think at the wedding, when she becomes the princess, she rips up the crown and breaks it and throws it into the audience?
Up next, the door is closed. Find out who won't be invited to Annie Cohen's clubhouse anytime soon. We will spill all that tea after the break. Dish
Nation. Hey, ladies, we all want skin that looks good, but when was the last time you went to a dermatologist? It's probably been a while because we're all so busy, and that's why I'm glad that I recently found out about Hers. ForHers.com is a new women's wellness brand that's cutting the cost and delivering you one of dermatologists' go-to solutions for aging skin. Now, I'm not trying to look 18 again, but I like to look good, and ForHers is helping women deal with aging skin. I love that ForHers provides access to licensed doctors online. A doctor evaluates you, and if necessary, can prescribe you a treatment that can be delivered right to your front door. And right now, our viewers can get their first month of anti-aging formula from Hers for 20% off right now while supplies last, subject to doctor's approval. See website for full details. Go to forhers.com/dish. That's forhers.com/dish. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and safety information. That's forhers.com/dish. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and safety information. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Ooh, Lord Portia, your guy Andy Korn out here blacklisting folks, child.
Not my man.
Yes, he is. During a recent interview with AOL Lifestyle, Andy revealed that he's blacklisted a few celebrities from being invited back to his Watch What Happens Live show.
Ooh.
Well, particularly for being boring and not spilling the tea, he said. There are a few people, and you would be surprised, who we have deemed not worth the trouble. Like, you can't talk about this and you can't ask about that. Or there are a couple of people who have been on the show that we deem too annoying to come back. And while Andy Korn didn't list any names, he did say in the past that Amber Rose, Jillian Michaels, and Deborah Winger were some difficult guests.
End of the Housewives, he banned?
No, but there are definitely some seen there more than others.
That's true.
Yeah, I do notice that.
That's
for
true.
Sure.
I know who ain't gonna go back.
You gotta just go ahead.
That guy from last week.
Oh,
Mr. Andromedon. What's the guy?
The comedian guy that did the movie with Eddie Murphy. Titus.
What did Titus do?
Ooh.
Girl.
Yo, he tried to shade Eddie Murphy, and like Titus just did a movie with Eddie Murphy. So Titus was like, you know,
I don't have that problem with Eddie Murphy.
That's the other thing on his show. You gotta know how to kind of roll around certain things. Just like if you go on Wendy's show, she's gonna come for you.
Yeah, you
gotta have your preset answers. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. Don't come there and not prepared,
all right? Right. And you gotta be careful because you don't wanna lose those opportunities.
At all.
Okay.
You might wanna come back through Andy's show, honey.
Hello, you
may promote something
Andy.
Else.
You gotta watch what happens from home.
All right. Well, moving on, Gwyneth Paltrow is about that life, baby, honey. So now y'all know that this actress is pretty classy, pretty amazing, but she had to go ahead and clap back on her Instagram Live.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, she was on there discussing her latest cookbook called Clean Plate, Eat, Reset, Heal, and someone decided to come for her and ask, can you actually cook? Well, Gwyneth was not here for that question because she gave a real Portia clap back. Okay,
uh-oh.
Take a look.
Do I actually cook? Yes, I cook. God, you think I would pretend to write cookbooks if I didn't cook? Thank you for defending me, and that person.
Oh, God.
Yes.
I'm not mad at that.
Yes, with
I'm
the Snapchat filter.
Okay,
love it. Yes, with the flowers, honey. Mm-hmm. You're always doing the live. Now, I have to say, out of all of us, I think you do it the most. Have you had a clapback on somebody on there?
You know what? Sometimes I do, but I really try not to.
Really?
Because if you do, that's what they want. They want to say something stupid. A lot of them just say something stupid just to get your attention and get you to say something back.
Yeah.
And you got all your live viewers going to that person, following them.
Right.
To see what they going to say
true.
Back. So I just try not to say nothing on live. Or if I see something stupid, I just overlook it and keep going to the people that do deserve a reply from me.
I do, too, until someone puts that sleeping emoji. The one with the Z's. Because I'm like, I ain't bored.
Live is boring?
Yeah, they'll, like, do it just to, like, get you to comment.
Don't do it.
They're, like, trying to say your
Don't
live is boring.
Don't take the bait, Portia.
I take that personally, though. If I take time to get on live, you better act like I'm entertaining. Okay? Because we get paid to be in front of the TV.
Okay.
All right, so now we got to switch gears for a second and say rest in peace to Toni Morrison, who passed away Monday night at the age of 88. She was best known for her best-selling novel, Beloved, which won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction in 1988. She was a teacher and a leader of our community. She was also the first African-American woman to win the Nobel Prize in Literature. Her novels were very popular and featured on Oprah Winfrey's show many times. And of course, if you remember, Beloved was also made into a movie starring Oprah as well.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all also know that she used to write, she was the editor for Random House?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she sure was. She was in there with a lot of the young black editors who were coming through the new generation of writers, etc.
And she never stopped her passion. She kept writing books up into 2015 where she dropped the book God Help the Child.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote during the toughest of times, which included the death of her son back in 2010.
Oh, wow. Goodness.
Yo, so big major rest in peace to Toni Morrison, and we'll have more Dish Nation for you after the break. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey,
y'all.
All right,
right, y'all. So y'all remember the show Vampire Diaries, right?
Yeah.
Where actors Paul Wesley and Nina Dobrev played star-crossed vampire human lovers for about 6 seasons. So a while back, Nina allegedly said that she and Paul despised each other when they first started working together. And it seems like that was 100% facts, because her former co-star Paul said this while at the Television Critics Association. What Nina said is absolutely true. When we first started shooting the Vampire Diaries, we totally clashed. We didn't get along. Creatively, it just wasn't in sync. Nina is my really good friend now. We talk all the time.
Oh. Wow.
I'm glad I was able to turn it around.
Yeah, I would never know that.
Yeah, but mostly when you have an ensemble cast, somebody's not going to get along. But, you know, since they actors and get paid a good check, you got to play like you get along.
Now, them acting, they have a script, you know, things they have to say. Mm-hmm. We're different. We vibe off of chemistry. Like, if one of us is off or not here, it's different. Yeah. I feel like I actually have to like y'all to work with y'all every day.
Well, right. Somewhat, yeah.
I'm feeling real shade from you, Gil. I thought we were all in love and family over here.
We
How
are
dare
family.
You?
We are family.
No,
like
you thought I feel the shade coming off your body over here now, honey.
Gary acting like he likes us for 30 minutes every day is the only reason we get a SAG after check. He was a strong ass acting. All right, yo, so listen up, Brad. I need your help on this one. There was this list that made its way around social media yesterday that had everybody losing their actual minds. Oh. So it was the top 50 greatest rappers of all time list. No one knows where it came from, who originated the list, but it is definitely interesting. So the list has Jay-Z and Nas as the top 1 and 2. And number 3 was Joe Budden. And that's what got everybody like, huh, what? Wait.
Joe Budden put his name up in there. Somebody, who did this list?
Joe Budden is not a bad rapper, though.
In my opinion, I could do the Jay-Z thing. Nas, definitely. Biggie got to come up. Pac got to come up.
But Brad, you promoting these people. They don't have no women on the damn list.
They don't have no women on the list. That sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Y'all could at least come 48, 49, and 50. You, Lil' Kim, and Missy.
So is Cameron really of Ice Cube?
What? First of all, I ain't never been 49 or 50. Well, I ain't never been at the bottom of no list, so I don't know what you talk about.
So if you had to put yourself in any spot on this list, where would you put yourself?
Thank you.
Number one. Why would I degrade myself and put myself any lower? Oh. I am the queen of rap.
Okay.
In my opinion, absolutely.
Now.
From day one since 1994.
Now.
Pick that up, Shade.
The first female rapper to ever sell 1 million records. I don't care who do it after, she is the first.
No, that's right.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
So, guys, I have to tell you about something that has changed my life. I was so tired of my cell phone dying all the time until I got the Atomic 2500 mAh charge wallet with RFID protection. It's amazing because the charge wallet eliminates having to carry a portable phone charger. When your phone needs charger, simply plug it into your wallet, honey.
Oh, now, Brad, tell me more about this.
Well, Gary, the wallet has a slim, sleek aluminum look and has a lightweight design, and it fits easily into any pocket or purse. But what's really great is it also keeps your credit card information safe thanks to RFID blocking technology to prevent high-tech identity and data theft.
Oh, Brad, how much is this?
Well, Portia, the Atomic 2500 mAh charge wallet with RFID protection has been seen for as much as $20. But for our Dish Nation viewers,
what?
It's just $10. $10. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, Heidi, Frank, and Daniel tell you about an extreme way a convict tried to escape from prison, and it ain't pretty. Come right back.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. It has been so fun having Daniel Francese with us. Hey. We love when he's here. Okay, so we've covered a lot on today's Dish Nation, but I do have one more story that I think you guys are going to love.
Oh, yeah?
Now, people have come up with some pretty crazy ideas, or crazy ways, I should say, to break out of prison, right? We've heard a lot in the news. Well, what appeared to be a 19-year-old woman tried to walk out of a Brazilian jail after visiting her father, but she got busted because she was basically tipping off officials when she looked a little nervous when she was trying to get her ID back. Instead of me explaining it, just take a look.
Oh my God. Wow. It was like RuPaul's jailbreak. What was that?
That was actually her father. The guy that was in prison, Clavino da Silva, he's a Brazilian gang leader. He was in jail serving a 73-year sentence, and he was like, I gotta get out of here.
Do you think he lost all street cred right there by putting on the pink shirt and the...
They even had a bra on. Why do you need the bra?
Maybe he's in the final round. He's gonna lip sync for his life. Yes. He wins like an extra scoop of peas or something.
A scoop of peas will get you a lot.
Get
in prison.
You a lot. You hand them out one by one.
I got a pea.
Give me a Mickey.
Hey, why don't you put that pink top back on, huh?
I don't want to do it. I'll give you 5 P's.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.